Yes, I think this is just another blow to the government's botched attempt to try and levy a household charge of every individual, regardless of their ability to pay. I think the majority of people out there know that it's an unfair tax. It's why I'm not going to pay the tax, and I think it's why 85% have decided not to pay it. And the fact that now that the High Court has granted leave to an applicant to take the this case on, to take the government to court over the unconstitutionality of this tax, is another blow and really egg in the face of government. The fact that they didn't translate this legislation into Irish, that the place names that they have identified in their legislation doesn't have the Irish version of them, which is the official version of the place names, and therefore it's understood that if this isn't done prior to the 31st of March, that the tax itself could be unconstitutional.
Do you think this High Court challenge will be successful?
I think that there's a real possibility that it can. Obviously, I'm sure that the government will be scurrying to try and provide a translation and have the statutory instrument passed before the 31st of March. But I think, you know, what the government need to do now is sit up and listen, whether they're listening to the people that are turning out in Donegal or in Kerry or in Cork, wherever, right across the country, where people are saying that they're not willing to pay this charge, that it's unfair, that the Irish people will pay their way, but they're not going to pay something like this here, who, at the end of the day, we all know will end up in the coffers of Anglo-Irish Bank to pay off the promissory note. So they just need to scrap this. They need to come back to the table and admit they were wrong and come up with a fair way to raise taxes. And we in Sinn Féin have presented many alternatives to them, and any one of them would raise multiples of what the household charge could bring in.